Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus, and joining me in the studios from the Price City Police Department, I've got Kelly Maines. How are you this morning, Kelly?
Doing good. How are you, Mallory?
I'm really good. Now, Kelly, this past weekend was a huge event, and I can't tell you how many people that I'm friends with on different social media sites, they had recorded cop car after cop car after cop car running, going down Main Street, all with the sirens and the lights on. And so many people had no idea what was going on. They thought maybe it was a funeral procession. They thought there was a huge, massive criminal act in the happenings. And I had to tell them all, no. It's Shop with a Cop. And it's such a cool event. A lot of people didn't even know about it. So tell me a little bit about what this event kind of means.
So I'm not quite sure how long we've been doing Shop with a Cop with. I know in the time that I've been in law enforcement in the area, probably for about the last 14, 15 years, I've been doing it. What the program does is we're, through some grants and some other funding, we're able to reach out to some families that can be helped by the Shop with a Cop program, and we're able to take some kids and let them spend some money and have some fun playing around with the police cars and everything. So it's a good program. There's a lot of work involved in getting it all set up, but once it's all said and done, it's a good thing, and the smile on the faces from the kids and the families is all what it's for.
You know what? I love this event, and I think it is so worthwhile. And from the very beginning, I have always noticed, especially with my own son, the automatic kind of intimidation that comes along with being in law enforcement. Kids typically are taught from a very young age not to like the police officers. And this is one of those ways, and I have been so big on this with my child, to teach them law enforcement is here. They are good. They are here for a good reason. There's no reason to fear them. This is one of those ways that the kids are like, oh my gosh, these officers are so cool. And they got to take me shopping, and they genuinely have such a great time. And I've spoken with multiple law enforcement since this event, and one of them told me, I bawled my eyes out when I dropped these kids off. This was such a touching event, and I want to do it every single year.
Yeah, it's one of those events that if you've never done it before as an officer, you kind of look at it like, oh gosh, I don't want to go out and do this. It's an extra thing we have to do on top of everything else we have to do. But the first time that you do it and you are able to see some of the families and the kids, and not just the ones that are participating, but even the people that are shopping in Walmart while we're doing it, they're almost in awe sometimes as to what's going on. And I can't tell you over the years how many times I've seen officers that after it's done will go back and buy more things, buy more gifts to take to the kids, because you would be surprised how many of these kids come into this and they are not thinking of themselves. They're thinking of buying presents for mom and dad, for brothers and sisters, for grandparents. And the last thing they think about is themselves. And, you know, I know myself personally, more than once I've gone back after I've dropped them off and went and bought stuff and had it wrapped and went over to the house, dropped it off for the kids that, hey, you know what, you guys deserve something too. You reached out and did all that kind of good stuff for your family. So, and it's an awesome thing, and it's awesome for us. Like you said, we can be a little overbearing in our big scary uniforms. We've got our bat belt, so to speak, with all our heavy equipment on it and everything. And our cars can be a little overbearing. Their kids like them because of the flashing lights and they're cool. But a lot of times we always tell people, you know, we want kids to run to us when they're scared, not away from us. And this is one of those programs that really helps with that.
You know, I definitely see that, and I see the huge impact it does have on our community. And aside from just doing the Shop with a Cop, even events throughout the entire year, there are always opportunities for children to kind of get to know you guys on a personal level. And so many kids, they do come up and run to you guys, and they're so excited to see you. And it's just one of those things where you start at a young age and you teach them, hey, you know, we are here for you. That is the only reason we're around, is to help and protect you. So definitely want to kind of give a shout out to all law enforcement in the community. This is such an incredible event. And without this event and so many others that the community holds, a lot of families in our area would not have a single thing for Christmas. And so this is definitely one of those programs where we want to support it. We want it to keep going. And the more people that get involved and the more people that participate, just the better overall it turns out.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, and it's just to give you a rundown, you know, we go through quite the process. It's not something that just comes along in that day of it where, all right, let's go, let's do it. I started probably about 6 months ago, starting the process of getting all the information. I actually put in for two different grants that pay for the program that give us the funds to be able to do it. One, Walmart is a huge sponsor and they do an awesome job. They have a community grant that they do for law enforcement that for our area, we were able to get $2,500 from Walmart. They also do the same thing for Emory County, where there's not a Walmart in Emory County. So Emory County, I'm not sure how much they get, but they get the same type of a grant. I was also able to, last year we were contacted by an organization out of Salt Lake that also provided us funds. This year they actually matched what Walmart gave us, so we were able to have $5,000 to spend for the kids this year. The agency that reached out to us, it's the Utah Police Civilian Association. And they specifically do a grant just for Shop with a Cop. They didn't just give it to us. They give it to agencies all over the state. And it was a huge surprise. We were so grateful that they were able to do it because it almost doubled the amount of kids we were able to take. And I organize it and do all get all the grants and stuff, but it is for our entire area, for the county, where we have Price City, the Sheriff's Department, Helper City, Wellington, East Carbon, and the Highway Patrol gets involved as well. That between all the agencies involved, I think we had about 35 kids this year. And we have a lot of other sponsors that go. McDonald's has done a great job. The manager at Walmart, the manager at McDonald's, Tracy, actually helps to provide a breakfast for the kids free of charge. With their doing their new remodel, we weren't quite sure if they were going to be done in time. So this year we reached out to the Tuscan and they actually provided us with their event center room to be able to use that morning. And McDonald's provided the food for us. We had the Job's Daughters from Bethel 3 that did a service project and helped serve the food and check all the families in and everything. Once we got everybody there and everybody having a good time eating breakfast, once everybody was full and a few pictures got taken and everybody was having a blast, we loaded the kids up in the cars, let them play with the lights and sirens, and then did our makeshift parade down Main Street, which is quite a sight to see. The kids in the cars they're looking out the windows, looking back, looking forward, going, wow, because there's, you know, with that many kids. I mean, as we were driving down Main Street, I think at the one spot, probably at right around where Smith's is at, you can see back all the cop cars. And there was a line of cop cars still reaching back almost to the Maverick at 3rd East. I mean, we had a lot of cars. And everybody's pulling over. And like you said, the confused looks on their face. What is going on? You know, and one of the things we don't really put a lot out there beforehand, because a lot of these kids, most of the kids that we took from Price, their parents knew they were coming, but they didn't. And so they were very surprised when they showed up that, oh, this is what we're doing? Which adds to it and was really a good thing. You know, it's a good thing. And it's good to see the officers as they're coming in. And like you said, the kids at first are a little timid. Here's a bunch of cops in all their uniforms, you know, and don't be fooled. It's intimidating for us too. When, you know, a family with four or five kids come running in and they're all looking at you a little surprised. And, you know, it's an intimidating thing for an officer as well. But by the time it's done, it's a lasting impression that it makes. And to this day, I will run into kids and some that aren't kids anymore that I've gone with Shop with a Cop who still wave, who still come over and shake my hand, or still, hey, how's it going? Or I've run into parents. You know, it's a lasting impression, and it's a good thing. And it's a great thing for us to be able to help our community just a little bit more.
I absolutely agree. Well, huge, huge thank you to all law enforcement in the community that was involved with Shop with a Cop. It's definitely it's a magical time of year, but events like this are what make it so special. And when you're able to leave a lasting impact on not only those individuals, but entire families, it's fantastic. And this community, I've said it a million times, there is no better area, this community is incredible when it comes to helping each other, helping different organizations, and donating every single last penny that they can. They'll do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, and on that note, too, this year, it seems like every year we run into, while we're at Walmart doing Shop with a Cop, we have people coming up to us wanting to donate money. And as a police officer, similar to if, you know, we pull somebody over and write them a ticket, we can't take money from them. So Chief Droltz and I discussed setting up an account through the city. So Price City actually has a account set up that if anybody wishes to donate for this program, they can go into the Price City Utilities office. That way they get a receipt. They can claim it on their taxes for a tax break for the donation. And that account will carry over from year to year that we will help us with little extra funds specifically for Shop with a Cop. And this year, in fact, while we were at Walmart, I had at least two different people that came up, and they weren't from our area, but they were so taken back with emotion on it that they would not take no for an answer. So, you know, one elderly lady that was buying groceries for her family, not from the area, she almost couldn't tell me that she wanted to donate it, but she would not take no for an answer and actually gave me $100 to put toward Shop with a Cop, which we actually just in turn put right into what was going on Saturday. So it helped with a little bit more that day. But it's amazing to see that type of generosity in people reaching out in that manner. And I should probably mention too, because I don't want a bunch of mad, angry teenage girls at me, but we had the drill team from Carbon High came and volunteered to wrap presents free of charge for the kids once they were done. And they did great. They were sitting by the registers helping us as we were ringing things up and helping wrap the presents. And they did a great job. Their smiling faces, you know, they were hanging around with Santa, did a great job.
It definitely is such an incredible event. So, Kelly, again, thank you so much for coming in and giving us an update on the Shop with a Cop. And I'm so excited to hear the number of children that you guys were able to help out and the families. And not to mention the number of agencies that participated in this. It's not just Price City. It's also Helper and the Carbon County Sheriff's Department. And who else did you mention?
We had Helper, East Carbon, Wellington,
Utah Highway Patrol.
And the Highway Patrol, yeah, as well.
Very, very incredible event. So again, if you would like to help out this huge event, it is Shop with a Cop, and it's every single year. Head on over to the Price City offices, and there is now an account set up just for this event that you're going to be able to donate to if you would like to. Like Kelly mentioned, it's really hard for an officer to say, yeah, I'll take your money and we'll put it towards Shop with a Cop. There's too many different issues that can arise with that. So, but they don't want to tell you that you cannot donate to this. So there has now been an account set up to where you will be able to help out with Shop with a Cop. That, again, that is Kelly Maines with the Price City Police Department. Kelly, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
Nope. I just want to thank our community for making this program a success. And want everybody have a safe holiday season and a Merry Christmas.
Absolutely. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations, and that has been another Castle Country Focus. For more on this interview, you can head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.